Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Stock up for the Olympics right now. Enjoy it. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed all together now in unison, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Another great one last night between Duke and North Carolina.
15 on the shot clock, Barry. Finds Kenny Williams. He'll penetrate. Jump stop. Pump fake out to Cameron Johnson. Wide open for three. Give it to him! 77-71. Duke doesn't take a timeout. Barry throws the ball skyward. And how about them Tar Heels? 82-78. Sending Duke back to Durham.
On the North Carolina radio network, as if you couldn't tell. Last night, great win for North Carolina as they rallied and beat Duke last night in Chapel Hill. Great win last night. Penn State basketball will be back in action on Sunday at 7 with a 6:30 airtime, Penn State at Illinois. Just need to keep it rolling. Big game for Penn State coming up. He's had, you know, you just got to keep it rolling. Then after that, you can worry about other things that are on the horizon. But that's what's coming up. Wrestling, of course, tomorrow night. I guess what Bob Buehner is going to come on with us for a bit on Monday to recap Penn State and Iowa wrestling.
Yeah, he said he was available.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Always very nice to hear from Mr. Buehner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... And I was in the Jordan Center today, and they were setting up for it. Hey, there's a, as Jeff Byers pointed out yesterday, there is there's a lot of setup, but they're not. They've got it down now as to how they want to do it, and that's really important because you know there's a little trial and error at the beginning of this process with putting wrestling in the Jordan Center. And now they have it down in terms of, you know, how you set up the mat, how you set up the lights, how you set up the fog machines. I mean, you know, things that you wouldn't think of. I mean, it all seems simple until you actually have to do it. And So it sounds like, and they were in there setting up for it today. And they'll have 15,000 people in. And the best part of it to me is there'll be 9,000 people additional in the Jordan Center that will get an opportunity to watch wrestling and would not normally have the opportunity to have a ticket to go into Rec Hall and see them wrestle. That's the beauty of it. You can get all those people in there. And I think that's the great part of having the event in there. They've been able, of the five they've had under Kale Sanderson, they've been able to sell out three of them, which is good. So three of the five have sold out over the years. And it'll be four out of six because this one is also sold out. So it'll end up being four out of six. It's great they can do that. I mean, the popularity of it, it's marvelous. How people are, the depth of which they're into it. I mean, winning helps. No question about that.
Well,
and
when you put
Penn able to win.
Yeah, and you put Penn State, Iowa just in the same sentence, it's just, in terms of wrestling, it's just wonderful. And even when the years when they're both in the conference and they weren't scheduled to wrestle, I mean, Cale Sanderson and Tom Brands, they know how important it is for both of them to face off against each other each year, because they know it just can only better the sport. That's always the goal. And tomorrow night it's just going to be, with everyone heading into tomorrow night, just coming off of what happened 6 days ago, there'll be a nice little, fun buzz as people settle into their seats tomorrow night.
No doubt. And there should be a fun buzz. So, there should be, because what they did last week was special. That's what's important. What they did last week was special. All right. So, that's what's coming up this weekend. And again, the men's basketball team is on the road. And that's how it's going to play out. All right. And we talked about the NBA part of it. It's like the Cavaliers traded everybody. They kept LeBron. So all the other parts were evidently extremely expendable. And the Olympics, the opening ceremonies are... don't let NBC fool you, they're over. Okay? Don't let NBC fool you. Okay? It already took place. Like, they have a formula as to how they do it. I got it. And that's... I completely get that. And so, in the formula, they package everything at night. You get a chance to see it. But, if you got a chance to put some... Especially in the weekend, you get a chance to put some stuff on live, you got to do it. I mean, it's 20... Again, I've complained about this many times. I just changed the years. It's 2018. It's 2018 now. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I had my guide up on my TV last night, and pretty much starting tonight, enrolling for a good 24 to 30 hours, there's going to be nonstop Olympics on TV on NBCSN, which is great. Well, it may be two hockey teams against two countries you may not be interested in, or it may be biathlon or something that you may not be all that familiar with. But yeah, just having the ability of being able to see something live, whether it's on your TV or on your mobile device, that's great.
Yeah. It always comes down to options. Remember you were saying earlier how Deb loves to watch Hallmark movies during the holiday season?
Yep, she'll go between that and TV Land and sure. Yeah.
Whatever. But I'm saying, though, but there's also a segment of the audience that goes, I don't want to watch the Hallmark movies. They're too sappy. They're too, blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't have to watch. You don't have to watch. No need. Because there's a segment of the audience out there that wants to watch. Now, unfortunately, you've got one person out there trying to use 8 devices to watch, and with the idea that, like, look how strong our ratings are. No, that's one guy. that's one guy.
That's Uber fan.
But it shows the 8 dip. No, it's one guy. Oh. Now, he's got a game tonight, right?
Shikalemi Milton. Yes, we'll have it for you tonight. 7:09 here on WKOK.
That's what he wanted. He wanted me to cross promote what's coming up tonight. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, CBS News.
That's right. And then the Chief.
And after that, the Chief. That, if the Chief comes into the building just briefly, I just want to have him on the air. That way he remembers what it feels like to be on the air.
Love the Chief.
I mean, is he even allowed to talk in the car on the way up?
Oh, I would think.
Are you sure?
That's one thing I haven't done. I haven't road tripped with Kevin and the Chief to a game. That's one thing I haven't had the opportunity to do.
Depends on how much you want to rest your vocal cords.
Right. And by that time, I'm ready for a break anyway, just with all the shows I do. So
you should have seen how high the Olympic flame went, Chief. Oh, let me explain to you. poor guys in the car. He's looking around thinking maybe there's a stoplight I can get out. All right, now here's a story that's an Olympic story for you. Okay? And I hate, you know, now this part, I hate bringing up the first part because then it'll lead to something better here. But I think most of you do know that unfortunately, I mean, you look around and we love our dogs. You have cats. And we love our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But, of course, I think most people do know that in South Korea, there's a dog trade in which they're sold for meat. Well, Canadian figure skater Megan Duhamel, who's a legitimate medal contender, two-time world champion pairs skater, okay? And she's doing whatever she can to help out. She was able to get a miniature dachshund, and the dog was born into the Korean dog meat trade. Well, she's a vegan animal lover, and she rescued Mute by accompanying him on his flight from South Korea to Canada last February. Two-year-old pup's been living with her and her husband, Bruno Marcotti, in Montreal, spending his days doing yoga with Duhamel and making friends at the local dog park. She rescued that dog. And it's been a different life for Mute. Unfortunately, 2 million dogs each year, they're raised to be in the Korean dog meat market, on a Korean dog meat farm. Conditions are often very poor. Mute had been locked in a cage, unfortunately, sadly beaten, left without food or water. And they say certainly would have been sold, and then obviously ultimately life taken away to be in the meat trade. Now, they've been doing this for thousands of years there. The practice, by the way, has waned, though, recently, and most of the country is starting to really get away from it. So that's good news. Younger citizens are largely against the practice. Some are indifferent to it. And the country has been shifting away from this as pet ownership in Korea has increased. So let's talk about some of the positives there. But she did her deal. She was able to adopt this dog and bring the dog with her to Canada. And give her a lot. Now she's obviously in South Korea trying to win a medal. Mute's adoption was organized through a group called Free Korean Dogs. Founder E.K. Park was born in South Korea, now lives in Toronto, and she oversees adoptions that brings dogs to Canada and the United States. She worked on Mute's adoption personally. Buddhists in the southern part of the country helped rescue Mute from a farm as a puppy. Park found him living at the monastery. He loved to sit with the Buddhas during meditation and yoga. I thought, oh my goodness, maybe this dog has some special spiritual energy. That's why I chose him. Park picked up Mute last year and drove 8 hours to meet Duhamel in Pyeongchang, where she and partner Eric Radford were competing at Four Continents competition in a test run for the Olympic rink. Mute met his new parents at a parking lot outside the venue, calmly curling up in Duhamel's arms shortly after being introduced. Most of the time he just wants to sit in everybody's arms, she said. He doesn't really care about playing. He just walks up to everybody and just wants to be held. Park, Mute, and a second dog, Sarah, met Duhamel at the airport and Seoul days later so that Duhamel could fly the dogs back to Toronto. Mute went home with Duhamel and Marcotti. while Sarah was united with another eager family waiting for her in Canada. Duhamel's parents, Heidi and Daniel, adopted their own pup through Park's organization a few months later. Duhamel and Park hoped that other athletes might serve as flight volunteers coming back from the Olympics, but Air Canada was too tight on space for that many dogs. Free Korean Dogs handles most everything related to the adoptions, including the paperwork, vaccinations, crates for transportation, but the organization cannot afford the thousands of dollars necessary to ship each dog without travelers. So we have to rely on flight volunteers flying from Canada, from Korea to Canada, Park said. That's like 90% of what we do. They do admit, though, that Korean rescues have a hard time adjusting to their new homes, and Free Korean Dogs monitors adopted dogs after they've been paired with families. Mute, though, took right to life in Canada. He is inseparable from his new brother, a 4-year-old rescued beagle named Theo. The family also has a rescued cat, Zara, that is living in the small Montreal condo. He brings great special energy, Duhamel said. I meditate every day, and he sits beside me patiently while I meditate. I don't know if he was trained to do that or not. The only remaining mark from Mute's past is physical. His front legs are just a bit misshapen and possibly from abuse as a puppy. Otherwise, he's as happy as could be. Mute was so strong and calm, Duhamel said. That's a funny way to describe a dog, but that's exactly how I describe him. He is so content. We have a lady that walks our dogs every day while we're training, and she says Mute is the most popular dog at the dog park. Duhamel was a Sochi silver medalist in the team event. Is planning to do more to undercut the industry on her trip to Korea with the Humane Society International. She, along with American skier Gus Kenworthy and American snowboarder Lindsay Jacobulis, have appeared in public service announcements about the dog trade there, and Duhamel's hoping to assist in shuttering a farm or two once she's done competing in South Korea. She's also arranged with Park to fly home with another rescue dog when she returns to Canada. This one, though, will not be coming all the way home with her. She says, I don't have the luxury of keeping another dog in my small condo as much as I would love to. So that is a side story from the Olympics. Thought I'd pass that along to you.
Love that story. Love it, love it.
So...
A lot of people watch coverage on TV for those great feel-good stories.
And that is the real Olympic fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real Olympic fun fact there. Is there any way in the podcast we can eliminate the first 20 minutes?
I can go back in.
Just tell Roger it got lost.
Right.
All right, yeah. Do you remember? I don't even remember what he talked about. All right. So we'll take a break. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
So that's what that's just a great side story as to what she's doing, and it's also you read a story like that, that's somebody you want to root for in the Olympic Games. So that is that's great. They've been adopting dogs and trying to take care of a serious issue. Do we have time to do a segment on United States curling?
Yeah, we got like a minute and a half. We're good.
No, I didn't know. I think we're out.
Okay.
Okay. I guess they were leading the Swiss, and then the defending champions had lost to them.
Mm.
Nathan Chen fell last night. That wasn't good. Yeah, tonight, what's tonight? Is ice dancing tonight along with the opening ceremonies? Or
I figured it was just the opening ceremonies, that they just focus on that. But I could be wrong.
Okay. No. The instead of marching in under the South Korean flag, now the South Korean flag is flying, by the way, next to the Olympic flag in the stadium. But the two Koreas came in with one unified Korean flag. The suit knows that by using eight devices, he only counts as one in the Nielsen's, right?
Well, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
I mean, you got a kid at Albright right now looking around that doesn't have a phone, an iPad, that has no idea where they are.
It's like, wait, I just got back from class. It's like, he's blaming his roommate. He's typed his tablet.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, we find out Dad stepped in.
Cupid's arrow has hit the bullseye. Cupid has hit the sign in front of Sunbury Motors Kia. Drive by and you'll believe in love at first sight too. 0% for 75 months.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
You'll fall in love with this deal at Sunbury Motors Kia. 0% financing for up to 75 months on 2018 Kia Fortes, Optimas, Sportages, and Serenos. See for yourself why Kia offers America's best value. An industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality according to J.D. Power. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? Sunbury Motors Kia has 25 Kia-certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot. Cupid hit the bullseye of sales. At Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. See dealer for details.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none. Led by the barrels and the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. One quick note on the Olympics. North Korean state television announced today that one of their athletes won the gold medal in mogul skiing. The issues are twofold. Number one, the North Koreans do not have any athletes in mogul skiing. And number two, the event has not taken place. But they announced on state television. I'm just kidding. That's another Olympic fun fact. And then with that, we bring in the seer of all seer, the sage of all sages, the one that went out and got it done.
The king.
Won the championship.
The man.
Who's right, buying the pickles?
They'll be coming in by parachute.
Who's buying them?
Oh, I'll buy them.
Oh, you're buying. You came in last.
Actually, it was me. Actually, I came in last.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you don't have to buy them, Sean.
The price you pay for the name that's on the show.
No, you don't have to buy them. I think the host should buy them.
But no, he and I have been going back and forth in terms of dry ice and just how to get them to you.
Yeah, we got to get them to you.
So we just got to get that ironed out.
You can wait till I get there.
So yeah, what would the halfway point between here and Jones Metal? What's like the halfway point?
Just be on Port Jervis, right?
Oh, and then you can have it, like, sent to, you know, a Wendy's there or something. And I'll go to the Wendy's and pick it up.
Perfect.
You got nine pickles, six pickles. So.
Would you like
you're the one.
Would you like that on your burger since you're at a Wendy's?
I'm not allowed to eat that. So.
Yeah.
Well, so. I haven't had beef in a long time.
Wow.
But Wendy's is good. Now I'm craving it. Hey, happy National Pizza Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
National Pizza Day.
And also National Bagel Day.
Yep, pizza and bagel day, you know. So I'm to honor America. I'm getting the pizza tonight. So.
Yeah, perfect.
Nothing like the way we're in New York. Are you guys watching Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, come on, man. You're missing the politics on it. It's great.
So you're cheering for Omarosa?
Am I what?
Are you cheering for Omarosa?
No, not at all. But it's fascinating to watch her say that we should all be very afraid. So she's got a lot on her agenda that she wants to spill out, and she can just ramble on. She's on camera for 24 hours a day now until she gets voted out, which will be soon. she's loud, you know. She's fine as long as she gets her way. And if she doesn't get her way, then that's a whole new deal.
Well, that's how she was on the
Brother.
That's how she was on The Apprentice. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's the same there. She tried to tone it down a little, but her best friend is Keisha, who is Rudy Huxtable from The Cosbys.
Keisha Knight Pulliam, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they got into it pretty good the other night because Keisha, they're all getting to know each other, and Keisha said, you should never have allowed yourself to follow a man like that and follow, you know, she obviously does not like Donald Trump. And the other one looks at Keisha and says, didn't you follow a man to his, which she's the one who was holding Bill Cosby's hand as he was going in and out of courtrooms. So they got into it pretty good, you know. Who's a powerful man and why would you, you know, coddle up to him that way? So that's my life. I watch this stuff. So what would it be like to be Jimmy Garoppolo today?
Happy.
That's my question of the day.
Let's go with happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Holy mackerel. I mean, the guy's as good looking as a guy can be. He's got a great job. He just signed a $134 million contract, and he really has played seven games. That's pretty good.
And that was really smart of San Francisco to do that, because if they would have tagged him, it would have been maybe, what, a million or so? There's a difference of, like, barely a million or two compared to the contract that he signed.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But that's if you break it down for the full 5 years, he'd be getting 27 and a half. But of course, as we all well know, contracts in the NFL don't work that way because they're very, you know, backloaded.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed, is it?
81 million of it's guaranteed.
I could still live with that, I think.
81 million guaranteed.
Boom.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. He's played seven games. Man, that's how sparse football.
I could tell you who else. I could tell you who else was happy when they heard that news yesterday. I could think of Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan,
guys, Jimmy Garoppolo's wife. Hey, what do you think's going to happen in Philly?
Oh, the Eagles with Foles, I'd keep them.
Yeah, I would keep them, but I have the same problem the Patriots had.
Yeah, but I have a cap number, and my two quarterbacks right now, most teams' quarterbacks are 20 to 25 million. They have two quarterbacks that combine for 14 million. That's way under. And in order to have insurance about Carson Wentz as to whether he's ready on opening day, you keep Nick Foles.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. It's what you want to do. I think it's up to Foles. does he want to play that role? Does he want to start? You know, he obviously can start, and he obviously can win. So do you want to take that back seat again? Because he's not getting any younger. I mean, this is a guy who wanted to retire a year ago, you know. So, but...
Yeah,
I don't know. I could carry a clipboard and make a lot of money.
let me tell you a clipboard story. You'll like this. Terry Bradshaw, of course, as we know, is his own guy. Okay.
Yep.
Well, the Steelers draft Mark Malone, and Mark Malone is as studious, intense. Not enough information out there, wants to learn 24/7. So Malone looks at this as a golden opportunity to learn from a Super Bowl winning quarterback, because he's the first round pick of the Steelers. He's like, this is great. Okay. So Bradshaw goes back to pass in a game, and he throws into triple coverage, and John Stallworth jumps up among three guys and catches it for a touchdown. Now, Jack Ham is standing next to Mark Malone on the sideline, standing next to him. And Bradshaw goes running off the field, and Malone looks at him and goes, all right, Brad, okay. He's got the clipboard. He's got the notes. He says, now, Brad, tell me, what did you see out there, the coverage, and why did you go to Stallworth? And Bradshaw looks at him and says, well, I looked up. He's the first guy I saw, so I threw it to him. And Malone puts the clipboard down, looks at Jack, and says, I can't learn this way. Oh, he did the same thing in the Super Bowl. Cliff Harris, Jack Ham was at a Sheets outing, okay? And they brought in some of the old Cowboys and some of the Steelers to play in this charity event. And Cliff Harris, who is the safety for the Steelers, Bradshaw makes a rare appearance. Bradshaw doesn't go to a lot of things, okay? But Bradshaw goes. So Cliff Harris walks up to him. Now, this is typical Cowboy stuff, okay? He says, on the touchdown pass, you threw the swan in the back of the end zone. He says, this has been killing me for years. We gave you one false pre-read and a second false pre-read. What gave away our coverage? And Bradshaw says, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I looked up, and he's the first guy I saw, so I threw it to him. And Harris looks at everybody and says, how the can you beat somebody that dumb? It walked away.
He says, isn't that the way it is, though?
We're trying to match up intellectually with a guy who doesn't care what we're doing.
Brad being yeah. Brad.
Well, look at Eli Manning. He won two Super Bowls. One guy caught it on his helmet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great escape. Well, he escaped in the backfield, but, I mean, he throws it up in the air, and the guy jumps up, and the ball bobbles, lands on his helmet, catches it, and Eli Manning's a hero, you know?
Right. Yeah, I would just say.
That's the quarterback's job. Again, get the ball out there and let the athlete go get it. You know, you got to get
Bradshaw,
it out there.
Bradshaw was brilliant. Bradshaw had great athletes. Said, look, if I throw it up there to a spot, they will get it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But that was typical. Dallas tried to make it so intellectual. Look at where we're doing. And he's out there. He's playing ball.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw is out there playing a kid's game and loving it.
Yeah. And playing sandlot ball. But he also had superior receivers to play sandball with, you know. But not every receiver was going to catch those balls. So.
Right?
I don't.
Well, they had a third guy in that team, and Jack will wax poetic about him, and that's Jimmy Smith, who was a heck of a receiver at that time, too. Would have been a star for a lot of teams. But, again, that just goes back to you can just outthink yourself. Meanwhile, you got a guy out there just playing some sandlot ball, having a good time, and guess what? He's got four rings.
Yeah. No, I think Terry Bradshaw is a good example of a quarterback with a lot of talent, but definitely in the right place at the right time.
Oh, you know? Timing is this goes back to Jimmy Garoppolo. Timing is everything in life, in work, in love and loss, timing is everything. For Garoppolo, he gets to San Francisco.
I hit the love and the
loss. Right. But timing is everything.
Yeah.
And at a different time, he doesn't get that contract.
Yeah, and but I don't believe in luck. You make your luck. I mean, you still got to go out there. You got to throw. I'm just saying he was, you know, it's like an actor or an actress. A lot of people could play the role you played in that movie. Or a singer, you know. A lot of people can sing that song. But you happen to be the one. It's the words and the melody that made the music. And you were lucky, not lucky, you were the one in line to sing that song. And a lot of people have copied it, but you got the original, you know. And you're right. Timing.
Timing means everything. I mean, you know, look at the suit now that he's King of Danville. Timing means everything. Not everybody wanted that job.
You got to get through city council first.
Well, if you're right, wondering about the Patriots around here, they still can't figure out why Butler didn't play. So,
yeah.
We'll never know that.
No, they want to fire Belichick. So,
that's great.
That'll never happen.
Hey, by the way, we have, what, 3 games to pick here?
Yeah. Let's dive into some hoops. Let's do that. So last night we had Duke, North Carolina. Duke went off to a great start, especially on the rebounding side.
Yeah.
And I think at one point late, I think then North Carolina then just took advantage. They were just crashing the boards at whether it was like 20-6 at one point.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Carolina can now keep it going. They got to go to NC State tomorrow. And it was NC State that beat Carolina in the Dean Dome in overtime a couple weeks ago. So I'm going
to.
No, I'll just throw it out there. I'll go with. I just don't see the Wolfpack winning 2 in a row. I'll just take North Carolina.
Steve-O?
Games being played in the home of the Hartford Whalers. I mean, the Carolina Hurricanes. I actually did that, Kev. I was coming out of a commercial break with the game I did down at NC State in November. Yeah. I said, "Hey, welcome back to the home of the Hartford Whalers, Carolina Hurricanes."
Oh, that hurts. I mean, you're hitting a bone here. I just got them. You know, they played in Hartford for freaking 20 years, and then the city they'd have given the Patriots the whole state to move into Hartford. But the Whalers, they wouldn't give them a penny to keep them here. They leave here and they win the friggin' Stanley Cup 2 years later.
I know.
I'm picking Hartford. Never recovered because I do a lot of restaurants in Hartford.
Yeah.
And every restaurateur says we've never recovered from the Whalers leaving. And that's Connecticut in a nutshell. They don't take care of their own.
By the way, I'm picking NC State to win tomorrow.
Really? I got North Carolina.
NC State has beaten North Carolina. They've beaten Duke, and they've beaten Clemson. I think they'll win this game. You know what? I mean, when Penn State played them, Penn State jumped. It's the only game the only time this year, where Penn State got out of the gate great. Well, usually Penn State gets out of the gate great. They're on their way to winning. NC State was the only one where the Penn State got off to a great start and lost. And so,
then why aren't they ranked?
NC State?
Those are some pretty hefty wins.
Yeah, they also beat Arizona.
Yeah, so why aren't they ranked?
Other losses. Other losses.
Yeah, but boy, they can beat the big boys.
Yes, they can.
They're going to be a dangerous team in the tournament.
So I'm going to go with NC State.
Okay. So tomorrow, Big Ten showdown. This is going to be great. Tomorrow at 4. Purdue at Michigan State in the Breslin Center.
I'm going to go with Michigan State. And here's the reason why. For the last 2 weeks, you know how I thought in the middle of January, I said, wow, Purdue's playing the best of anybody in the country. Here's what I think. I think they peaked. because the last 2 weeks, they have not really played well. The Ohio State game happened the other night. That's not the one that makes me pick Michigan State. The one that makes me pick Michigan State is that I thought Purdue, when they played at Rutgers, played lousy.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers, which scored 43 against Penn State, scored 76 against Purdue. I mean, just, what, 5 days later? And Purdue won at 78-76. I'm going to go with Michigan State because I just think they're playing better right now.
I'll go with Purdue.
I got Purdue because I don't like Michigan State anymore because of the gymnastics thing.
Oh, yeah, well, believe me. I was there 2 weeks ago, so you don't have to tell me all. I could probably tell more stories than you guys have.
That disgusts me what went on there, and they didn't do anything about it. You know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And late night hoops tomorrow night, you've got Gonzaga and St. Mary's.
This is the best rivalry in the country. It's better than Duke, North Carolina.
Really?
You ever see these two teams play?
They're fun to watch.
Ah, yeah. It's a war. I don't watch a whole lot of college basketball, but I will tune into a game like this. They beat the living daylights out of each other. It's cool.
I am picking Gonzaga.
Me too.
Wow. Someone's going to be in first place by a lot. Two other people are going to be in last place. One guy is going to be in last place. John, who you got?
I got Gonzaga as well.
All right. That's our difference. I got St. Mary's again. St. Mary's beat them last time in Gonzaga, and now they're at St. Mary's.
So you're not turning the lights out tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You're going to stay up and watch this tomorrow night.
Oh, God, I got sleeping problems. You wouldn't believe, you know. And then the other day at work, I just crashed. I had to go to bed. I go to bed at 11 and get up at 1. And then I watch the TV, and I just sit in a chair and... it's horrible. I'm a horrible husband. So I can't sleep. I wake up and I'm wide awake. So I'll probably tune into this. And now Big Brother After Dark is on midnight to 3.
I don't know if I should ask what channel that's on.
Pop. No, it's on Pop.
Oh, it's on Pop. Okay, I get
Pop.
Yeah,
but it's uncut. So.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't get Pop in high definition, so that could be my deal breaker.
Well, I know I know it would work to help you sleep.
What? Hey,
this show's on a podcast.
Oh, you're right. It worked. I listened one day. I went out like a light. I woke up. My head was on the desk.
Steve will advise you to listen to the first 20 minutes of today's show.
Yes. Okay. If you're not gone, once we start talking about the Shudder, nothing will.
You haven't done your job.
Conversation about the Shudder comes up, believe me, America will be going gone. I'm at TPC Scottsdale about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I brought up the topic at dinner as we're sitting there looking at the 18th hole. And we did an informal poll in the restaurant. Nobody knew what the heck I was talking about.
You were deeply...
They all fell asleep.
You're sitting there because Kevin has that club in his bag called the Shudder. So I thought I'd ask a few people, have you people ever heard of this? Now, they wanted to take me away.
I was deeply concerned they were going to throw you out.
But because I had cash. So you'd be amazed the influence it has.
Speaking of cash, did you get your letter?
I did.
Yeah, me too.
I got it this afternoon.
Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
I'm still waiting for mine, but whatever it's about.
Well, that was,
Don't know what you're talking about.
The mail today.
Let me put it this way.
Check's in the mail.
Your letter would say void.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take a picture.
Oh, I always tell that story about years ago, 30 years ago, 33 years ago. Nelson Goldberg's running the Penn State Radio Network. and the first 9 weeks of the season, we don't get paid. So Gil Santos goes up to him with John Grant and me standing there saying, Nels, we don't get paid next week. We're not doing next week's game. So the next week, we all get envelopes. I have a check in there for the first game of the season. Gil, first game. John, first game. Stan Saverin said void.
Get him back on the show and ask him that.
Oh, no. I don't want to give Stan the shakes. I think too highly of him.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.